Okay, we're on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Mar says that Vatanya, Reb Chiya, Me'evil Orev, Reb Chiya from Evil Orev said, Omer Reb Meir, Lo nech lekura b'lezer v'yeshua al shehoyu lo shnei tinokos echad lomu erev Shabbos ve'echad lomu b'Shabbos. Both Reb Elezer and Yeshua agree if you had two children to mal, one was supposed to be maled on Friday and one on Shabbos, the shochach umal shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and a mistake, you maled the Friday one on Shabbos, so there you did a mitzvah, because the ma'is is already on the eighth day, on the ninth day. D'chai, still you're chai, it's not called tov b'dvar mitzvah. Alma nechleku, what did they argue about? Al shehoyu lo shnei tinokos echad lomu achra Shabbos, the echad lomu v'Shabbos, we had two children, one to mal on Sunday, and one on Shabbos, v'shochach umal shel achra Shabbos v'Shabbos. You mouthed Sunday's child on Shabbos, and there you didn't do any mitzvah, because it's Mila Shlobis Mano before the day. The Rav Elezer Mechayev Chatas, Rav Elezer says it's still Chayev Chatas, and Rav Yeshua Poter, there Rav Yeshua says Tobit Var Mitzvah is Poter. Mara says the Tisbra, it's almost the opposite of what we said before. That where you're Tobit Var Mitzvah and you did a mitzvah, there Rav Yeshua says that you're Poter. But with Tavid Bar Mitzvah and didn't do a mitzvah, there you're chai. And here we're saying just the opposite. Where you mouled Sunday's child and didn't do a mitzvah, you're potter. And where you mouled Friday's, Sunday's child and didn't do a mitzvah, you're a potter. And where you mouled Friday's child and did do a mitzvah, you're chai. How could that be? Where it says, the Tisbra, Mahosn, the Lovid Mitzvah, potter of Yeshua, Hecha, the Kovid Mitzvah, chai. Amri Dvei Rabbi Yannai, Reisha Kedon Shekodem Umar Shal Shabbos there, of Shabbos. So the Rabbi Yannai said that the case is the following. The Reisha is talking where you already mal the one for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. You switched the kids. And the one you were supposed to mal on Shabbos you did on Friday. So there's only one kid left to mal. And that's the one now of Sunday's Friday's kid, you have Friday's kid who you were supposed to mal on Friday, now you left him over for Shabbos, and the one you were supposed to wait till Shabbos you maled on Friday. So you only have one kid in front of you now on Shabbos. So Shabbos wasn't neat on Litchos. There's no heter anymore to be Machal Shabbos. You only have one kid, and that kid is not Chayv and Mil on the Shabbos. Shalom nitna Shabbos litchos, because Shabbos now there's no heter bechlal in front of you to be gocha Shabbos. The sefer nitna Shabbos litchos etzlo, but the sefer is the opposite. That what's it called? You mixed up the kids, and you didn't do Sundays yet. Obviously, you have both of them in front of you now on Shabbos. By mistake, you did Sunday's kid on Shabbos. So there. Rabbi Meir holds that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't need us a mitzvah. You don't have to do a mitzvah, but you have to have at least something in front of you that's Docha Shabbos that you made a mistake in. But if there's nothing in front of you that's Docha Shabbos that you made a mistake in, then that's not called Tobit Far Mitzvah. Shabbos, that's the case. Then why does Rabbi Meir say that, what's it called, that if you shechted Korban Pesach, L'shem Korban Sibur, L'shem, what's it called, you shechted a Korban, L'shem a Tamid, that you're a Potter, right? Even though it has a Kitzvah, still you're Potter. Ha'charinik n'shabas l'tchotz etzel Korban Sibur. So over here also, it was nitan l'tchotz etzel Korban Sibur. And Lamaisa, what's it called? There are other Karbanos Siva that you can bring on Shabbos. So why do we say that if you already brought the Tamid, Reb Meir would hold that you're Chayiv? Lechora, even if you brought the Tamid already, there are other Karbanos Siva that you could bring. So why don't we say that since there's something that you could bring a Karban Siva, even if Lamaisa, there's a Kitzvah, here's a Kitzvah also. You only have these kids to mal, no more. Nothing else, even though there are other kids that you could mal on Shabbos, you're not Torah in that.
It's not your responsibility. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Hachinami, Hari Nitna Shabbos Mitzvos, Etzel Tinokos de Alma. By Tinokos also, Shabbos was Nitan Litchos for other children. Right, the other children. Amar Rav Gabi, the High Gavra, Mias Lois Yahid. For this person, he's not chayiv to mal other kids on Shabbos. It's not his responsibility. And therefore, he's not torah. And therefore, he's chayiv. But if you're torah, right, you're in the middle of doing these korban pesach, and maybe you're torah in bringing korbanos, and you do it by mistake for the sake of korban tamid, and Shabbos is meat and litcho, seisel korbanos sibor, that's where it may hold your potter.
What about the Shabbos kid?
Okay, right there.
What? The Shabbos kid, what about the one that was supposed to be on Shabbos that you did already on Friday? If you didn't do a mitzvah, and you never did your mitzvah then, so then...
But you won't mechal Shabbos either, you did it on Friday.
But you didn't do your mitzvah, so he doesn't, there's no mitzvah on Shabbos still?
No, it's not Tochi Shabbos, it means it's Lovus Mano.
But it's not Nechshav like you did a mitzvah. If it's not Nechshav like you did a mitzvah, so then isn't there a mitzvah on Shabbos still?
No, it's not Tochi. What do you mean? We didn't do the one for Shabbos.
You did the one... You did the one on Shabbos.
You did the one for... You did the one...
Shabbos is Friday.
Friday, right.
So you didn't do mitzvah. Not necessarily like you did a mitzvah.
That has nothing to do with that one. The one you did on Shabbos is Friday's one. That's the one.
But why isn't it considered like there's a mitzvah here still? Because if you never did your mitzvah...
Because it's nothing. Shabbos. Nothing's Docha Shabbos, that's all.
But that Shabbos one, Lachar, should be
Docha Shabbos. No, it's Milah Shlomo's Mano.
No, the one that I'm talking about that's supposed to be on Shabbos.
Right, it's still Milah Shlomo's Mano. You can't mal them again. You mal them already. You can't mal them twice. You mouthed him already. You can't mouth him twice.
But you never did your mitzvah either.
Shar kol hazvachim. Okay. Shar kol hazvachim. Sheshachtam l'shum pesach. Im einam ruyim chayit. Im ruyim. Okay. Now the Mishnah says that all other korbanos, if you shechted l'shem pesach, if they're not fit to be for pesach, the animal's not fit. It's 2 years old. It's an akeva. It's an eagle. Chayit. Then there's not Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Everybody knows that these things can't be a korban pesach. The imruyim, if they're fit to be a korban pesach, then we said you made a mistake. So Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatos, still you chayiv chatos, regular shogeg, Rabbi Yeshua poter. And Yeshua says that's called Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and it's also mitzvah because l'maisa, the korban's kosher. Man tanid, deshoni lebin ruyim l'sheinim ruyim. Who's the Tanna who says there's a difference between whether the animal is fit to be a korban pesach, where the mistake was less of a mistake, or it's not roy at all, and then it's a real mistake, and it's a regular shogeg. Reb Shimon. That goes according to Reb Shimon. The Tanya, echad hazvachim haruuyim, the echad hazvachim sheinim ruyim, right? But it doesn't make a difference whether it's a korban that's roy to be korban pesach, or not roy. The chen hashochet, the shein emurei tzibur potter, divrei meir. And even if you shechted, and you thought it was a korban tamid, your potter. Amar Reb Shimon, lo nech leku Reb Elezer of Yeshua, al she'enon ru'uyim shechayiv. So Reb Shimon said no. Both Reb Elezer and Yeshua agreed that if the animal itself was not roy to be a Pesach, then that's an open mistake and it's not Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Haman nech leku al ru'uyim Reb Elezer mechayiv chatos of Yeshua poter. They only argue where the animal was fit to be a korban pesach. So you made a mistake, right? A legitimate mistake, and you also did a mitzvah, even though you were machal Shabbos, because you shechted a shlomim on Shabbos that you had no right to shech. But you shechted, you thought it was a pesach. So you're toa b'dvar mitzvah, also mitzvah, that's for Rabbi Yeshua Paters. Omer Abeba, Omer Abelazar, Poter Hayar Reb Meir, Afilu Ego Shal Zivchei Shlomim, Sheshach B'Lashum Pesach. Reb Meir, who said it doesn't make a difference if it's roy or not, even an eagle, right, that was from Zivchei Shlomim, that Yeshechta L'Shem Pesach, is also, he holds it, that Reb Yeshua holds his potter, Yerachai V'chatas. Omer Le Reb Zeir L'Reb Deiboy, Deho Omer Reb Yochanan Modahoy Reb Meir V'Bali Mumin, Ay L'Chora, if you bring an eagle, right, it's completely not fit for a Korban Pesach, why is that different than a Bal Mum? And Reb Meir is mo that if you shechted a Bal Mum l'shem Pesach, that's not considered Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Everybody knows a Bal Mum, you can't bring as a korban. Amar Leib, but Bali Mum in lo torid, behu. The high torid day. Bali Mum, and everybody knows you don't bring ever for a korban. So That's not a mistake that you can say that you were busy with these animals and you made a mistake and thought it was Korban Pesach. A Balmum, you know, always is not a Korban Pesach. But an eagle is fit for a Korban. So you could get mixed up between this Korban and a different Korban. You forgot what kind of animals are fit for this Korban. But if it's not, an animal is not fit for any Korban, that you're not going to make such a mistake that's considered Korv La'oneg or Misasik. That's a regular Shogig. Rashi. Since he's busy in his heart, right, and bothered, trying to bring his Korban Pesach, he gets mixed up. And that mixed up is already Korban La'onis. May us who for sure be Odesh, all of Lakriva. So since he separated these as Korbanos, and they're legitimate Korbanos, just not the right one. Toa v'shokna she Pesach. So he got mixed up, and he thought that this one was for Pesach. Al she'enam ruim shechayiv, the lav toehu. But if the animal is not fit for Korban Pesach, then everybody holds that you're not, what's it called, that's not a mistake, that's not a legitimate mistake. Afilu ego, the Sulka Dait Chamino, like the Toiba. Right? And the Gemara says that's not true. Rameir held that even if it's an animal that's clearly not royal, Korban Pesach, you're still potter. So Gemara says, what's the difference between a Balmum? Gemara says, lo Toribahu. Ein machsheves hakrovosim belibo ad heino. You never think about shechting a Balmum. But an eagle, you can shecht for other korbanos. So you get mixed up between this one and Korban Pesach. Hi, Torid Bey, call you Meha for Shas and Belibo. As long as he's separated, he's busy with it to bring it as a korban. Now he made a mistake and brought it as the wrong korban. Okay. V'osik v'omer mosik ethnim akrivenu. He's busy with it and he's bothered by it. When is it going to be makrivit already? So then, if he makes a mistake, it's not shogeg, it's more like an onus. Bomine Rava Mirav Nachman. Chulin Vishum Pesach Ma. Maili Rama Rav Meir. What would Rav Meir say if you shechted an animal that wasn't Kodesh at all? This is like a Balmum. An animal's not Kodesh. You're not bringing it as a carbon. So you're not bothered and busy with it. Right? Omer Lei Potter Hay Rav Meir Afilu Chulin Vishum Pesach. No, it's different than a Balmum. And you're Potter. Why? According to Rav Yeshua. Bom Rav Yochan Amoda Hay Rav Meir Bali Mumin. Where it says, Bali Mumin lo michlithi, honey michlithi. A Balmum, you can see, is a Balmum. You don't get it mixed up with an animal that's roy to be a korban. But a chulin animal can get mixed up with a kodesh. There's no tangible thing that you can see by a chulin animal that makes a difference than a kodesh animal. So you got mixed up. So there, the mixed up, and you were taru to bring korbanos, so you thought that this one was hektish. So you were mocked with it. That's what's it called? That's Torbit Var Mitzvah, Asa Mitzvah. And it's not Asa Mitzvah. Here you have to say that he holds, or Meir holds, even if he didn't do a mitzvah. The Mordechai says, the time of the Rav Meir Mishum Echluthe, Velo Echluthe, is the reason Rav Meir says that according to Rav Yeshua, your prophet, is because you could get mixed up and think that this was the Korban Pesach. Well, you don't get mixed up. You know that an eagle can't be a Korban Pesach. On the time of the Rav Meir Mishum Detarid. The main reason is because you're busy, even if you won't get mixed up. Even if you don't have a legitimate reason to get mixed up. So if that's the case, by the Chulin, you're not Tarid. So even though you can mix it up, why should you be Potter? What? Yeah, but not in this one. In this one, there's no reason why you never thought that you could bring this as a carbon. You were torrid with other things. No, if you're busy with it, right, then even if you won't mix it up. No, here you're talking, you're torrid with the other ones. But it's not michlif by the eagle. Right. Michlif afagavdalo torrid. And if you will mix it up, even if you're not torrid, like the chulin. Chulin you can mix up, but you're not torrid in it. Because that never was mufrish as a korban. See, on the other hand, the ego, which was a shlamim, you were torrid in to bring it as a shlamim. So you made a mistake and brought it as a pesach instead. Bafuke bali mumin de lo ichlufe miichlif lo mikre torrid. But a balmum, you didn't separate it, so you're not torrid, right? That's like chulin, but it's not michlif like chulin because you can see clearly it's a balmum.
Also, an eagle from chulin.
An eagle of chulin, therefore, it would be pchayiv.
Well, you're both in.
Right, both sons. So you're not torrid, and you're what's it called, and you're not michlus. Mode chulin shem pesach mali omer meir, klomer mal reb meir omer lanu bo. What would reb meir say about this? Mode hoyer reb meir bebali mumin, hoyer v'lav b'nei korban inu. You never bring v'bal mumin as a korban. Lo yochel omer toehu. Can't say he made a mistake. Well, he's not busy with this animal at all to bring us to the korban. The chayiv, hachanami chulin shem pesach yechayiv, hoyer v'lav b'nei korban inu. Since chulin also isn't a korban, you didn't separate it, so you're not torah. So maybe also what's it called? Reb Meir will hold your chayiv over there. Shmuel says no. Honey michlefi, chulin the kachim michlefi, chulin the kachim you can get mixed up. The yachal omer toisi, sover haisi kachim hen yishum hachi potter. And the person could say I thought it was kachim. I got mixed up. Honey lo michlefi, balimun the kachim lo yachal omer toisi to sover kachim hen yishum hachi chayiv. But a balmun you can see is never kachim. It's a balmun. Ela time yishum tir, devalav yishum mechlufi. The chulin lo torid bakravosim. Lachara by chulin you're not torid, because you never were machlish that. But you can be machlif it. But you see, machlif is not the main reason, because what's it called? Even an eagle of a shlomin, he said that you're what's it called poteran. So Mara says no, it's either one or the other, either michlif or torid. But if neither is there, like by a balmum, then you're chayiv. And if either one is there, then you're a potter. Yosher of Zera, for Reb Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, Akila the Reb Shmuel bar of Yitzchak. Reb Zera and Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak were sitting on Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak's porch. The Yashti Yikha Omre, and they were saying over the following. Omre Reb Shim ben Lakish, Nischalif lo Shvud shal Noser, Bishvud shal Tzli. You had a skewer of Noser. And you mix it up with what you thought was a skewer of tzli, of karbanos to eat. The achlo, and you ate it by mistake, chay, chay v'chatas. Rabbi Yochanan omar, ishto nido bo'al chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan said, another case. They were speaking of different cases where tovit bar mitzvah, lo tovit bar mitzvah. You live with your wife who is a nido, you're chayiv. That's not tovit bar mitzvah, it's regular chatas. But you didn't need the boal potter. But if your yavama was a nida and you live with her, then you potter. That's called tovit bar mitzvah. Mar says ikad the amri kosh came by he the mechayiv the loas a mitzvah, right? And some say that in that case, by what's it called, by which case? Rashi, 1 second. Rashi, akila. Lefnei habayis kein beishar. It's a porch. Korin poriya. Knesis habayis, right. It's a porch. Okay. Bishvud shal tzli, shal kodesh haroi. Right? You got mixed up. You had a skewer of meat that was roasted kodshim meat to eat for korbanos. The achil is kodshim mitzvah. And eating kodshim is a mitzvah. Dechsiv yachlu osama shekupo bohem. And now we're talking about the Kohen, because that's the part, chelik of the Kohen. And the Kohen, instead of eating that, ate Noser. Chayiv, the Tovit bar mitzvah, the Loser mitzvah. Because the mice, in the end, he didn't do any mitzvah, he ate Noser. The Noser, Chayiv and Alzono Kor, is the Shingos Chachatas. Noser is one of the things that Chayiv Chachatas on. The Siva, Ochlav, Avono, Yiso, which is Koris. So there you were Tovit bar mitzvah, but you didn't do a mitzvah, you ate Noser, you didn't eat the Korban. Ishto nida bo'al chayiv, and there's no mitzvah to eat noser. Ishto nida bo'al chayiv, kimokilo v'kamei b'samach l'vesta v'muberes. To lav mitzvah. Right? You live with your wife when she's pregnant, so she can't get pregnant again. Right? So then we'll see it's not a mitzvah. So Mela, you were, and you're not an onus, because you should have asked her. It was samach l'vesta. You should have been choshesh that maybe she was a nida. So you're not an onus, because all of a sudden she's in need, and you don't have to think about it. And you're not toa bar mitzvah, also mitzvah, because living with her is only a mitzvah, she can get pregnant. Otherwise not. We'll see the Gemara asks on that. The coming of Farish Vazel, im cholaku al Reish Lakish, im Moshef al Devorev. Whether Rabbi Yochanan argues on Reish Lakish, or he's adding something else. Reish Lakish's case was the Shvud Shal Noser. And now Rabbi Yochanan is adding Nida and Yavama. Samara says, Kol shekein bahu nosher, the mechayiv, the ain shom machluchis mitzvah. Aval hocha, afal gav de muberes, miu mitzvah simchas ishtoriko. Samara says, no. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish would not agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you live with your wife who's a nida, and you should have known she's a nida, should have checked, so you're not an honest, and she's pregnant, so there's no mitzvah, so what's it called, Yochayiv? And that's similar to the case where you ate noser instead of a carbon where you didn't do any mitzvah. The verse says, no. By the case of noser, you didn't do any mitzvah. But over here, by the case of the wife that's pregnant, who's a nida, there is some mitzvah, which we'll see. Ishti amri bahi potter, my timer, hasam du havi lishuli, avahacha du havi lishuli lo. And some say just the opposite, that that by the shvud you made a mistake and you had nobody to ask. So you saw the meat lying around the azor and you ate it. You thought it was kodshim. You didn't realize it was noser. So you're an honest. Mashane came by your wife. Should have asked her if she's a neither or not. Couldn't ask the shvud if it's noser or not. Right? So it was lying there, and its only difference is that it wasn't yesterday's meat or today's meat. Otherwise, it's the same thing. From Yochanan, Maishno Yevimto, the COVID mitzvah, Ishtonami, COVID mitzvah. Right, now we're going back. We already said this. Rashi explained it already, but now we're going back. Why by your wife who's a nida are you, what's it called, a chayiv? It's not called tov, it's bar mitzvah, because you didn't do a mitzvah. And by your vama, you are your potter. Right? L'chora, by your wife, you also did a mitzvah. Where it says, Nishto Muberes. No, talking, because the mitzvah is pur vu. Talking with a wife is pregnant, and the mele, there's no more pur vu. She's already pregnant. She can't get pregnant again. Aside from pur vu, there's another mitzvah of living with your wife. The mitzvah of being the sameach, you have a chiyuv ona. Right? You have a chiyuv to satisfy her. So that's also a mitzvah. Where it says, Shalom b'shas ol nasa. It's talking not in the time of a ona. Right? They ask the Chora that says, even Shalom b'shas ol nasa, if she wants to have relations, then it's a mitzvah too. So I have to say that in that situation, l'chor is not a mitzvah min haTorah. It's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Even though we'll see that it could be that the sameach ishto b'shas ol nasa could also be only d'rabbanan. I've amarav achayiv on the sameach ishto b'dvar mitzvah samach levesta, right? The samach levesta, there's a mitzvah to live with your wife. So Mara says, yihachi afilu yivim tonami, right? So if that's the case, that's so 1 second. So Mara says that that since it's talking where it was samach levesta, right? You should have asked her, and there's no mitzvah over there. Rashi says, "Mish ishto mitzvah purvirivya." L'chora by the woman, you were makayim a mitzvah. You did the mitzvah purvul. The mitzvah purvul is not having children; it's doing what's necessary in order to have children. That's the mitzvah that's incumbent on you. You can't guarantee you're going to have children. Ona l'fima shehu. Ona is everybody according to their profession has a different times that they're required to live with their wife. Chamor or gamol or tayil or talmid can force b'ksubas. The sameach is ishto. Afilo shelo b'shasol nasa. Right? Samach levesta, before she becomes a nida, there's a mitzvah to live with her, even if it's not your regular schedule, because she's going to become a nida, it's a mitzvah to misamech or samach levesta. Imro Hashem Asavislav, or you see that she's, what's it called, she wants it. Umesham Yanos, that's what the verse says, right, it's a mitzvah samech, it's ishto, meaning, okay, I forgot about the comma. There's a comma here. I mitzvah samech, it's ishto, even shelo b'shas, o nasa. There's a mitzvah to live with her when she desires it. So the chora is still a mitzvah. Where it says, the samach levesta. It's talking right in the time of her vest, when you're not allowed to live with her. Then there's no mitzvah at all. The muzar in Yisrael, lifrosh min ishoseyem, samach lizman desh in yoseyem. Kin amrinam ishvuas. Vizarkim is b'nei Yisrael, v'hadova b'nidosam, ikan azor of b'nei Yisrael, shu porshim min ishoseyem. You're chayiv in a time when a woman's expecting her period, to separate from her. So it's talking at a time when she's expecting her period, and therefore there's no mitzvah b'chlal. Where it says Yehachi, if it's talking in a time when she's expecting her period, then that Yevama, there's no mitzvah either. Right? You should have not been allowed to live with the Bechlal. Samach levestalo yamri mitzvah le. Of course, you're not allowed to be Makai the mitzvah of Yibum, right, in a time of Samach levestalo. Gemara says, no, the difference between Yevama and your regular wife is, Yevinto buzzes mina. You're ashamed to ask the Yevama if she's a Nida. She's not your wife. She was your brother's wife. Now she's going to be your wife. But you're ashamed to ask her. So therefore, you're more like an honest. But each the lo buzzes your wife, you should have asked her. You're Nida, not. So by the wife, you weren't torrid the cloud. So there's no mitzvah the cloud. And by the, what's it called, by the Yevama, Lamaisa, you did a mitzvah in the end. But you weren't completely posheya because you were embarrassed to ask her whether she's a Nida or not. Okay. The Rabbi Yochanan Kiman, Rabbi Yochanan who says that Ishto Nida and Yevimto Nida, both of them Yechayev, okay, Rabbi Yossi. Who did he say it like? Rabbi Yossi. The Snan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yontif Harishin Shochav, Shecholios B'Shabbos, V'Hotz V'Shochav, V'Hotz Yishalula V'Shus HaRabin Potter, V'Nei Shehotzi B'Shus, right, on the Sukkos, fell on Shabbos, and you, what's it called, by mistake, took the Lulav out of V'Shus HaRabin, you're Potter. Because L'maisa, you had reshus shel mitzvah. You were torahed in the mitzvah. Okay, so Mar says Rav Yossi Yomer Yontif. Okay, so therefore, mitnei shahotzi reshus. Mar says Dilma Shami Hashem. This man obol because the ma'isa on Sukkos, right? You have a whole day to take lulav, right? And he was afraid that if you don't take it today, he's not going to be able to do it. So he got mixed up and he forgot it was Shabbos. So that's why you're potter. Because the mitzvah of lulav is chal on you. You forgot it was Shabbos and you took it out into Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, over here, you didn't do what's called Zmana was not bo. You could live with her tomorrow. The Yevama, right? The case of the Yevama, case of Yevama Yechayim. So what's the kasha? Or maybe the case of Nosa. Right. Okay. But Yevama is potter. So why by the Yevama you potter? You don't have to do the mitzvah today. You do it tomorrow too. Where you had to do the mitzvah today, like lulav, that's where Rabbi Yossi said you potter. But where you didn't have to do the mitzvah today, you could do it tomorrow. Then why are you potter? Ella, the Ella Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachin. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yeshua by the case of the Korbanos. Dilma Hasam Nami, Zmano Baal, that's Korban Pesach. You had to bring it today. Right? So therefore, your Zmano is Baal, that's why you're Potter. The Ella Rabbi Yeshua, the Tinokos. Rabbi Yeshua by the children Tamal. Hasam Nami, Zmano Baal, there also, you had to do it today. All these cases are similar that you had to do that mitzvah that day. So then we say you're tar b'dvar mitzvah. But if by the Yevama you could do it tomorrow, you didn't have to do it dafka today. So the fact that you did it when she was a Nida, maybe you weren't bald. You could have waited till the next day. The Elik Rabbi Yeshua the Truma. There's another Mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua says you putter from a chatas, and that's the case of Truma. The Snan, Hayaokha b'Truma, the Noda Shu Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. Person was eating truma, and he found out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. And the Rishonim say that the chori is an honest. Why should he think he's a ben grusha ben chalutza? Says it's talking where there was a call, there was a rumor that he was, and he should have checked it out. So he's not an honest. He should have checked it out. He wasn't possible yet because only a rumor. But since it was a rumor, he should have checked it out. It's not called an honest. And he found out that he's taka really a ben grusha ben chalutza. Two Adam came and they said, "We know your mother got divorced before you were born." Rabbi Lezer Mechayiv Karen V'Chomish. Rabbi Lezer says you have to pay a Karen and a Chomish for eating the, what's it called, the Truma, B'Shogeg. Regular, just like you bring the Chattas B'Shogeg, by Truma, you pay Karen V'Chomish if you eat Truma B'Shogeg. He's a czar and he ate Truma B'Shogeg. Rabbi Shua Poter. And Rabbi Shua holds you potter because it's Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Torah b'dvar mitzvah. What? Yeah, but since it was only a call, and he should have checked, but Lamaisa is not. Since he was bohol to do the mitzvah, he's Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Like anything, could have checked the other ones. We just want to make over here. It's not enormous. That everybody should hold rights, but it is Torah b'dvar mitzvah. You're bohol and you're Torah b'dvar mitzvah, so it's not. There's no. There wouldn't be a chiyuv korban. There's no chiyuv chomish and carry. Moshe says, no, Dilmak the Rabbi Barabai. Maybe the reason over there you parked there is not because of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. The Omer Rabbi Barabai b'truma b'erev haPesach, this manabo. It's talking where it's truma and erev Pesach, where you have to finish it now because otherwise you won't be able to eat it later. So the time's going away where you could eat this truma of chametz. So it is manabo. You don't have another day to do it because truma, otherwise regular truma, you could eat the next day. Inami shani truma de ikri avoda. The avoda rachmona achshon. Right? The truma is called avoda. And the Torah said that a Kohen who did avoda and then found out that he was a ben grusha ben chalut, so the avoda is kosher, special pasuk. And therefore the truma that he is also okay. So that's why he doesn't have to pay. Not because of the Torah, but for a mitzvah. It's a separate halacha that the snan, haya omir makrit, per Kohen. Was makrif korbanos, the nova shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and he found out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. He's not a kohen. He's a cholo. He's not a kohen. So all the korbanos that he made, lechora, he was really a yisrael. He's not a kohen. Kol korbanos kulim shikra al gamish be'ap shul. That's what the Tanakh says. Rabbi Shua machshir. Rabbi Shua says the korbanos are all kosher. Why? The amrin in my time of Rabbi Shua, dechsi borech Hashem chelo u'poal yodav tirtze. Even chelo, even the chalolim, the Rabbanu Shlom is maratza. That if you didn't know you were a cholo, and you found out after you made korbanos, the korbanos were okay. Not only that, there's even a shita that holds that you can continue doing it. Since you didn't know, what's it called? Baruch Hashem chelo, even chalolim who didn't know the chatchila can continue. The Ramban says only where you're a sofik cholo that this applies. It's vadei not, the Ramban holds even by a vadei cholo. It's not that he's a Sothic, whether he's a Ben Grusha. There's witnesses that we're not sure. But for sure he's a Ben Grusha. The Rambam still holds okay. Where it says a Truma, so Truma is also called Avoda. So the same halacha that the carbon would be kosher is the same exact halacha that you can eat Truma. That the Truma you ate is okay. And you don't have to pay for it. Where it says, hey, Truma Hecha Ikri Avoda, where do you find that Truma is called Avoda? The Tanya, Maisim Reb Tarfin Shlo Bo Emes Shlo Beis HaMedrash. Reb Tarfin didn't show up at night in the Beis HaMedrash. L'shachris Motso Reb Gamliel. So Reb Gamliel met him. Omer Lo, Mipnei Malo Bosa Emes Shlo Beis HaMedrash. Why don't you come last night to Beis HaMedrash? Omer Lo, Avoda Avadati. I was busy doing Avoda. Omer Lo, called for Echo, Einim El Dibri Tema. What's it called? He said, what's it called? Everything you're saying is divrei tema, right? V'chi avoda b'zman hazeh minayim. Where's avoda b'zman hazeh? Omer lo, harei you omer, avoda smatona etenis kunasem v'azor akorid yumas osu achilis truma b'gvulin kavodis beis hamikdash. That it was, what's it called, avoda, just like what's it called, avoda beis hamikdash. And even though in the time of Reb Tarfin and Reb Gamliel, right, even though there was no beis hamikdash, they still brought Korban Pesach. There's rayas that they brought Korban Pesach in that time, right? Because Korban Pesach, you don't need a whole Beis HaMikdash. You just have to know the Makom on his Beach, but it wasn't Pesach. So he asked him, what kind of avoda you do? Right? The only Korban we bring now is Korban Pesach in those times, and it's not Pesach. So what avoda will you do? Rashi. Buzzes me not. Bosh me mentally show alim somach with Esther. Man's afraid, is embarrassed to ask his Yavama whether she's a need or not, but his wife not. Rabbi Yochanan Domer Potter, come on. Who did Rabbi Yochanan say that you're Potter by Yavama? Birshu shom mitzvah shahoyah toribba. You did, what's it called, an Aveira, and you were doing a mitzvah at the time, right? That's called Torah mitzvah mitzvah. Who does he hold, right? So all the cases that we had till now, it was something that had a set time. So you were completely pressured by the time. But Yivama, there's no set time. The Zman of Bohosh, Kavua Lahayom. The Torah, the Moach of Emosai. Holy Chetzel Boki, Lahamdos. He got mixed up and he went to learn how to take Esther Gemulot. The Zvachim, the Potter Masnissim, Meshochet Lashem Pesach, Mishum the Torah Bar Mitzvah, Vasa Mitzvah. Maybe he learned it from Yeshua the Mishnah. That if he shechted Korban Pesach, right, and were Mekayim a small mitzvah by bringing the wrong Korban, right, you're still Potter. So same thing over here. No, over there also has a set time. So you're busy because of the time. You get mixed up because of the time. Zmano shel Pesach bohu hayom lemayer pen yavar zmano. If you don't bring it today, you can't bring it again. You can't bring it the next day. Ben grusha koin chal zar gomeru. And if you say it's a case of truma, so either it's talking by truma erev Pesach, so it's also zmano bohu, or truma is different. That the reason Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter is not because of Torah Bar Mitzvah, but because of a special pasuk of Boruch Hashem Chelo. Kohen Chol Zor Gomeru. A Kohen who's a Ben Grusha is a regular Yisrael. He has no din of Kahuna. If you marry a Grusha, your Zera becomes Chalolit. Shemachalolo Midin Kahuna. It's totally, what's it called, the Kuna becomes Chol. It's no more Kedusha. Karen the Chomer, Shari Och L'Shogeg. Right, if you eat Truma B'Shogeg and you're not a Kohen, so you bring the Karen the Chomer. Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Shetov, it's Bar Mitzvah. You made a mistake, and that's over here, and it's not Zman Obor. You can eat Truma anytime. Dikri Avoda, the Mar says, no, there's a special heter over there that even if you weren't a Kohen, but you thought you were, right, but you turned out to be a Cholo, the Truma that you ate is okay. Just like the Avoda that you did is kosher. The Ikri Avoda, he lost it. Eating truma is called Avoda. The Avoda shall chol b'shogeg rachmona achshara, and if b'shogeg you are a chol did Avoda, it's kosher. No, only a chol. Baruch Hashem chelo. It's only a chol, right? Not a zor. No, he was his father's a chol. Baruch Hashem chelo b'kohanim ksi, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam bless even their chalolim, the chalolim of Kohan. Yosimuk Torah Batecha, v'somek le'boruch Hashem chelo, chalolim shebo. Emesh ba'erev, avodas matana, matnas kohuna, shenasati lachem, harihen kavoda. So Torah says that the matnas kohuna, trumas, maisas, whatever, they're given to Kohanim, are considered when they eat them like they're doing avoda. So the same halacha, that avoda b'shogit. If you thought you were a Kohen, you turned out to be a Cholo, it's the same thing of what's it called, of eating Truma.